This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Have you ever wondered, my friends, about food that we use to seduce? You know, sex sort of stuff, seduce, sexy. It's Valentine's Day next week, and next Sunday, in fact. So I thought we should have a look at foods that may tempt you into the cot. It's all going to get a bit saucy in the next hour. Stay with me. You might need to keep yourself nice. Well, we are talking cravings this afternoon. Good afternoon. 6 minutes past one on your only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. It's very good to have your company, but I do suggest that things could get a little bit risque over the next 55 minutes. I have assembled three of Melbourne's finest to help me unpack the idea that we can use food and booze to seduce, and not in the old way of getting a can of Dairy Whip and taking it to the boudoir and with a couple of towels, let's face it, it was never a tidy thing to do. But foods that can seduce with their subtlety, perhaps. So my assembled panel, as I say, three of Melbourne's finest from Union Dining. She is a delightful woman. She's apparently far more naughty than I've ever given her credit for. And an incredible chef, Nikki Reimer. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody who should need no introduction because she herself is probably the sauciest minx we know. She is, of course, Miss Pearls from Madame Brussels. Welcome back to you.
Let's start it off on the right note, shall we?
A gentleman to help me keep these two. I should have put you in the middle and separated them. I really should have. Of course, the man who knows more about chocolate than most, his name is Darren Purchase. Welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, hello.
Is chocolate the perfect food for seduction?
What? Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Chocolate is obviously one of my favourite ingredients of all. And it's pretty popular all year round, but around this time of year, getting ready for the big love weekend next weekend, we're selling more than ever. So it's as popular as ever, and it's surely one of the most seductive ingredients going, I think.
Why?
Because it just tastes nice. It feels nice on your tongue. You know, it melts.
Wait. I'm just telling Miss Bells to wait.
We've got a studio.
She almost fell off her chair.
Is there a studio cam?
Let's see that thing behind you.
Yeah, there is. There you go. I'm blushing on the radio. Yeah, you know, it's just, it tastes great, and it's fairly inexpensive. It's it melts at body temperature, so I think that flowing, melting chocolate sensation is hard to beat.
Indeed. Pearls, do you agree?
It's an aphrodisiac. It's proven.
I wonder why.
It's the coca bean.
Oh. Is it? Is that what it
so
is?
So South Americans.
And a hit, a little hit of sugar in my bones. In my bowl.
It's just what it's doing to my guts and my hips that I have the concern about.
You just have a little bit, huh? A little bit of the good stuff.
Nikki, do you like to seduce with chocolate or do you have other choices? You brought cheese with you to try and seduce
cheese.
Me.
I went cheese. I went fruit and cheese and nuts. They are unknown, they have walnuts. They are actually an aphrodisiac as well.
I don't like them. There's a bitterness in them that tastes like old
shoes to me. A little
bit
of bitterness at Valentine's is not a bad thing.
If I'm going to post a photo shortly on Twitter, which will show you what Nikki did. She has a Neuchâtel cheese here, and it's in the shape of a heart, which is quite beautiful. But she didn't just slice a little piece off the side. She actually hacked through the middle of it with some gusto. Oops,
sorry.
I'll pop that on Twitter shortly.
Thank you.
We can get away from chocolate just for a minute. Is there an old-fashioned trick to getting someone in the cot, or at least around your dinner table, or on the dinner table? Is there something that you like to cook that you know is a winner? Too much food.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but people get kind of, you know, they want to get into their bed. They're literally food stoned, and usually you can get a bit more activity out of there from there. But
they've been carb loading, yes, over the dinner.
Not necessarily carbs, but you know, get them nice and like, oh, I've just got to lay down. There you go. There's a tip from a chef, an overfeeder.
A somewhat evil tip, I should think.
It is a little bit.
Pearls, I know you like to use champagne to seduce those you like, but what else do you use? If there's a food stuff that's
oysters.
Not... Oysters.
Oh, God, it's slimy, delicious. It just rolls down the back of your throat. I love oysters.
Is it because there is a very high zinc content and mineral content?
And do you know what that does for you?
No.
Would you really like me to tell you?
As long as you cannot use an F-bomb or a C-bomb, you can go nuts.
Promise. Let's be scientific here. Zinc for men and for women actually has improved semen, the taste of semen.
Thank God.
Proven.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The taste.
I'm not commenting.
Yeah, no, Darren's gagging in the corner.
It makes it white and fluffy. Right? Lovely. And for women, it improves the taste of their juices as well.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Proven.
I could make a meringue out of that.
Juicy meringue.
I'm going to try and keep some sort of control of this. It depends. And it's not going well already.
You know, it's like a farmed plate.
Yeah.
You know, can I actually understand who it came from?
Wow.
Like
yeah.
What person it came from?
You could go foraging and whip something up.
There's far too much. So we've come to a conclusion that chocolate oysters and walnuts. And too much food. Yeah. What about figs? Figs are supposed to be known for this, yeah?
They are.
Is that why you bought walnuts?
I tried to cover all gamuts here.
Stop trying to dry hump my leg.
Yeah, sorry.
It's
a hot day, yes.
I'm going to have some fig.
Yes, we'll try and pull ourselves together for a moment and return just momentarily. My son is out there waving the poster you brought in that has the ladies' parts on it. He's very excited. It is currently 12 minutes past when you're on Cravings on Joy 94.9. Expect the next 40 minutes to get even worse.
I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9 fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
16 minutes past one on your gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. We are talking about food and drinks, perhaps, that seduce and how you seduce people with food. So it's not just what with, but how. Nikki's already come up with a great idea. Nikki Reamer is here from Union Dining. Pearls is here from Madame Brussels. And Darren is here from Birch & Purchase. Nikki, you've sort of given us a bit of a hint on how you like to seduce people with food, is to fill them up so they need to lie down, so literally can't walk out the house.
That's pretty much it. I'm 45 years old. What else do you think I'm going to be doing? I need a technique.
What about eating sushi out of your belly button or shots off as you're lying on your kitchen bench?
I think it's because I am a chef. Some things like that scare me because it's just the thought of cleanliness.
Yeah, the hygiene.
Cleanliness and godliness, that kind of thing. I'm not as game as some.
Right, which leads me to the next question, and I think I'm going to regret asking. Pearls, how do you seduce people with food? Look, you're reading in the headphone cord in there.
Oh, my God. Okay, it all starts with dress-ups. You need a dress-up party first.
You need a dress-up party first.
You sort of like, you know, put furs on or your bathers or your school dress or whatever, and you role-play.
It's a very long time since I wore a school dress.
Then I pack a school lunch.
So
sorry.
I do. And it's like,
that's the use of...
well, that's one way, right? Or like, it's like, I come over for dinner and I do the slow chop. You know, it's all in the chopping motion.
I trust you're not using carrots or zucchini or cucumbers at that point as you're doing that chopping motion.
That chopping motion.
As you're slowly emasculating that poor gentleman sitting in front of you.
Yes, and pouring little bits of shampoo. Just little bits. So it's like a little tease. It's like a dance.
So it is a dance.
Yes, it is a dance.
Darren, how do you seduce? Not with what? We know it's with chocolate. How?
You know, it could be...
And, you know, Kath's sitting in a chair somewhere, stoked to the eyeballs full of some sort of painkiller, so you're safe. She'll only hear
she's
a third of it.
She's listening.
Uh-oh.
She'll hear a third. She'll be in and out of the conversation.
It could be, you know, the preparation of food together, you know, like, because that's kind of like foreplay, really.
It is. I'm sort of thinking of that scene from Ghost where they're working on the play together.
It's a little bit of that, you know.
Stuffing
and it's like,
the pork together.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Passing the spoon over and, you know, taste this and, you know, what do you think of this? And, you know, the tossing of the salad, potentially. I was thinking when Nikki was talking about overfeeding, I was thinking maybe underfeeding a little
bit.
That's
another good way, yes.
Making sure that there's enough food so that you're not hungry anymore.
So that you're
also
satisfied.
Making sure that you know, you're not too overloaded, so you're going to fall asleep.
Well, that's me. I was thinking before to Nikki's idea, I would be snoring my head off because I'd have had a couple of glasses of wine with all that food. Clearly,
this is true.
Eating with fingers could be a good one, or you know, passing food with fingers, so but maybe not the whole hand. Like two fingers, yeah. Maybe is nice. Whole hand is starting to look a little.
I can't even where my mind's going right now.
Please consider your audience. There is somebody sitting in another studio who's had to go and wipe themselves down already. It's quite unnecessary. I like the feeding with the fingers.
Yeah.
I think that's
because
you can.
Nice.
That's going back to your point of view, Pearls, of teasing.
Teasing, absolutely. Oh, I remember years ago. Here we go, stories.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a seat. We've 7 minutes.
We did an aphrodisiac orgy at Madame Brussels. I've done actually quite a few.
Wow.
And we had one room where we would lead people in there blindfolded and we would feed them food. And the feedback from that was it was just one of the most amazing things that these guys have ever been through because you're senses are so on fire. Mm.
Because of you've taken one sense away, so the others become more heightened, the smell.
Absolutely. I've tried it at home as well. It was kind of cool. You know that song, she sat you down on the kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your... I played that and blindfolded this poor young man and fed him like strawberries and chocolate.
Hot English mustard.
It worked.
Okay, very good. Aww. I'm glad we graduated to something that was a little more adult. Because I think there is a way to do this, and food is, you were talking about it being a sensory thing, and Darren, you've alluded to this with the touch.
Yeah, I think it's definitely.
I think you can tease with smell as well. I think there are certain things that when I smell them, I'm not aroused, but my senses are aroused.
Mm.
And it's butter with onions and garlic and bacon cooking in a pan, making a sofrito for something where there's that. It's the most perfect smell, I think, in the world.
Passion fruit boiling on a stove.
Maybe. For you, that would work.
Yeah.
What's the smell that would get you, pal?
Sausage rolls. Awesome. I was actually going to say bacon. Yeah. Bacon in the pan.
Yeah.
Walking past one of those Indian restaurants where everything is in the bain marie.
No.
Sausage rolls for you. Walking past the 7-Eleven.
Bacon. Bacon in
there
the
is
pan.
Something about bacon, isn't there?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a sexual thing. I think that's bacon.
It could actually, just bacon.
You aren't quite aware of my obsession with the pig, are you?
I didn't know the extent of it, Pete, but I didn't know you were fond of. The pork.
I have to admit that when I smell a really peaty whiskey scotch.
Oh yeah, from right up in the.
Oh my god, it makes me do things that I've never done before.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm serious.
There's nothing that you've never done before.
I'm serious, and it's usually very late at night. after a longish time. You know, drinks, food,
reasonable lunch,
little scotch goes off.
There's nothing wrong with it. I do want to ask
Darren, stop shaking your head. I'm giving you a few tools.
I know. Thank you. I'm learning a lot today.
Me too.
I did want to ask our audience, perhaps if they would like to contribute to this as well. Tell us how you use food to seduce, if at all you do. 0427JOY949 if you would like to send a text message. You can email onair@joy.org.au or you can tweet to cravingsjoy949 and we can bring you into the discussion of how we use food to seduce. I like the idea of stuffing the pig. So we're stuffing anything. So seriously, there is a colleague sitting in the other studio who is about to deliver the next. He'll bring you the next show at 2 o'clock called The Escape Pod, and I think we're wearing him out already. He'll be exhausted by 2 o'clock. So the idea of stuffing anything, so a turkey or even a chicken.
Oh, definitely. As Darren said, it is hands.
So it's the touch.
It is. And it's the style of the touch too. There's a way to stuff an animal. There's a way to do
it. How do you cope with a turducken?
There's a whole other world going on there.
I've actually seen one out of the US that has, I think, a sheep stuffed into a pig, which is stuffed into a beef. And this thing looks like it needs a casket. And I think anybody that eats it would probably be close to needing a casket as well. But it's taking the turducken to a whole new level.
I've been told off at a cooking demonstration in the public for the way I was preparing the pork. Someone actually said, you're going to have to tone. You can't do it like that. Just be a bit more matter of fact.
Have they never watched Nigella on the TV? We were talking about Nigella just before we came on air. And you can imagine, you watch her with a chicken and putting a bit of olive oil and salt on it, and you have to go and wipe yourself down.
No, I don't have her boobs. She's like crazy.
She's stacked.
She's the master at.
Did she come and visit you while she was here in your shop?
She didn't. No, unfortunately.
You could have had a licking a spoon of ganache for a nice little commercial.
Yeah. Broke Twitter.
No, it would have been too much for us.
I think so.
And the chefs.
But you've had somebody else famous in your shop this week.
Yes. Joy FM's, Cravings friend, Matt
yes,
Lucas.
Matt Lucas from Little Britain.
Yeah, he was over and he was visiting friends in Melbourne, and you know he comes in the shop, and you know he bought a cake, and I think he shared it with a few comedian friends, and then stocked up on rubble before he headed back to LA. So yeah, it was great. He was a really nice guy as well.
You get lots of famous people coming through your store, though, don't you?
It's the chocolate. It's seductive. You know, I'm absolutely shameless. I'll push what works, and it's the chocolate rubble and the chocolate heart lollipops and all of those
which are
things.
Quite beautiful, by the way.
For the ladies today.
Yes, thank you.
Did you have any tennis players in who came in and get a bit of chocolate?
No, they're obviously, you know, we've had Serena in before, but there wasn't
like
many.
She looks like she's
fond
of a chocolate. I wonder if she uses chocolate to seduce.
I was going to say something about balls, but no, I shan't. Balls and chocolate, but I'm sure.
I think it's her milkshakes.
Well, I think
that she's very gracious.
Brings all the boys to the court. We're going to go and take a little breather. We have to keep doing this throughout the show. It's 27 minutes past one. You are on Cravings here on Joy 94.9. We are talking about foods that seduce for Valentine's Day next week. We're giving you some hints on what you may be able to do with your lover. Do send us a text 0427JOY949 if you haven't yet crashed your car, on air at joy.org.au, or you can tweet to CravingsJoy949.
Bonjour, I am Gabriel Gatte. You are listening to Cravings with Peter Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Gabriel. And I would suggest that maybe that's where we're going with this next part of the program. But first, I really need to apologise to Darren's wife, Kath. I need to put the painkiller taking in context. She's just had some surgery, ladies and gentlemen. She's not at home just chewing on painkillers because it's a Saturday. She has, in fact, had some surgery, and that's why I suggested she'll be in and out of the conversation because of the painkillers.
Exactly.
So, Kath, it is put in context. I do apologise. Do get better. We need to see you chasing Darren around by Valentine's Day, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or she'll be around behind you in the wheelchair. Yeah. In the wheelchair. I played that little bit of Gabriel Gatte, which I like to do every week. But I wonder, is there a particular style of food? So I'm going to go to a cuisine now, or a type of cuisine that could be used for seduction. So maybe French food, because it's rich and buttery and creamy and delicious and totally bad for you. Or is chili?
I reckon it's Asian-y stuff. You know, the French is the obvious one with the names, you know, sound anything.
Coq-au-vin.
Any French name sounds, sounds romantic. But I reckon it's chili, and it's, you know, it's stuff that you can just, you know, chopstick stuff, or stuff you can eat with your fingers, and you know.
So you're heading more towards Asian. This chili, I was doing some research. So chili is also an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know why. Yeah,
raises your blood pressure.
I imagine today it's an aphrodisiac. I don't imagine tomorrow it's so good.
No, you know, we could be going on to smells again. There, well, you know, if there's smells to turn you on, there's smells to turn you off.
Chili tomorrow morning, Nick. Do you think chili would be a good aphrodisiac?
Yes, I agree. It is something that certainly does, as I've said, you know, makes you hot and bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But I concur with you that chili is something that's the next day. I'm a lover of Italian food and romance and that kind of, you know, amore. That
bottle of Chianti, some fava beans and plate of ossobuco.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't know where that ossobuco comes from, but I'm sure it tastes fine. But yes, I do love that. I think it's language with food and with wine and all those kind of things as well. Everything just sounds better in a foreign language. You know,
Russian food?
Oh, yeah, I'd do that too.
Would you?
Caviar. you know, the...
I'm thinking more potatoes and cabbage and minced
again,
something
and
goat.
I'm into that. My dad's Austrian. It's all in the blood. I love that kind of... That to me is sexy food.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see,
it's warm. It's...
Cabbage is not sexy food. Cabbage is sort of that... And with no disrespect to the British.
See, there's a whole... That, again, it's all about the cuisine and who does what with it.
The British have never really been known for their cooking, though, have they?
Well, no, not really. And probably they're not seen as the most romantic people either.
No.
So, yeah, they probably get a bit of a bad rap. I'm trying to change all that.
A Ruby Murray and a beer.
Damn Tootin'.
It's very romantic before you beat the crap out of your other half. Not that I'm suggesting the British would do
that. Yeah, right.
Pearls?
Oui. I'm going to tell you, if it was me next Sunday, this is what I would cook.
Sound anybody else like Pepe Le Pew?
I thought Gabriel Gatto was back.
The entree, 1 dozen oysters natural.
Each. But you know,
half
any,
bottle of
you know only two or three of them will work.
I'll give it a go. Half bottle of Teddy. Six oysters, natural with lemon. A little baby filet mignon. With a beef little with bit bacon. Of mash, red wine jus, and a green bean. With a bottle of Chablis.
Chablis? I wouldn't be having Chablis with that.
I would. I like Chablis. They call me
Chablis.
Chablis
goes with anything.
Yes.
Okay. Penis Noah. And then, my darling, we would have a small cheese course.
Right.
With a bit of a triple brie. Some walnuts, of course. Mm-hmm. Nikki.
Oui, oui.
A fig. Fig. And that will come with a Pinot Noir. And then dessert. Darren, you will be providing the chocolates with raspberries.
Raspberries also an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the berries. I'm starting to sound Italian.
I gotta
quit while I'm ahead. So lots of berries, chocolates, and that'll go with a small amount of sticky. Mm. Then I'll have a 30ml scotch, and then baby, it is on. Oh,
wow.
Can everyone write that menu down? Because that's it.
I've got it. Half dozen oysters each with a half bottle of Tattinger.
Yeah.
Because that is your favourite, the Granini.
No, I just like the little non-vintage half bottles. I think they're really smart.
They also fit in your purse to take
away. Exactly. Oh, BYO.
So oysters with champagne, and then you've gone for a filet mignon. Just a small.
Yes, very small.
With some beans, bit of mash.
Yeah, red wine jus.
Red wine jus. Technically, a filet mignon would be actually served with a mushroom sauce from memory.
Yes.
Traditionally, indeed.
Gravy, where I come from.
Good.
And then chocolate dessert with raspberries, because raspberries are an aphrodisiac.
Yeah,
as well.
I think so. Mm. Yeah. I think anything with little bits in, like raspberry seeds, this fig I'm looking at in front
I've
of me.
Spent hours picking
little
that
filaments. So it's kind of like the fertility thing, you know. It's like a sign of abundance. And
so with that in mind, I would go to finger limes.
finger limes
to have with the oysters.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the other thing is sight. So the food has to, like...
It's got to look good.
Look good.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, you start and this is where sort the British of, fell like, down. Conjuring up things yeah. like, you know, cucumbers and oysters and, you know...
Asparagus spears galore. Mm.
With just lightly nappéed with a little bit of hollandaise and some toasted black sesame.
Caviar, we're into that.
Caviar, I love caviar.
Any egg.
Now, I've got to try. Speaking of the British again, and this is not, we're not taking you to
task. What is going on?
There is a woman, I was watching a TV show, a woman in Britain who bought some snails. She wanted to have snails to eat. And she ordered these snails and she thought she was going to grow some snails to have as a sort of constant
source of
supply of snails. She couldn't bring herself to eat them, and she, to this day, never has eaten snails. She's now not only exporting snails and supplying all of those big Russian oligarchs their boats, but she has something called snail caviar. This is the eggs
no
of the
way.
Snail. I'm serious.
How do they get them?
So the way the snails grow, they just sort of pick up the snail, and there's all of these white eggs, and then she sits down with, like, a pair of chef's tongs and separates the good from the bad, lightly salts them. She's the only person in all of that part of the world who is making this snail caviar. And these guys on these Russian, these oligarchs and their friends, because it's so expensive and ridiculous,
they want
loads of it. So she's making a bucket load of money from a dozen snails that she ordered to eat herself, which she couldn't eat. And these things breed like crazy. So she's got all these snails. She's selling the snails, but she's got this side thing with the snail caviar. And wait for it. She is now making snail-flavoured crisps.
No way.
That's amazing.
Well,
that's potato crisps. Forget the cheese and onion. Forget your salt and vinegar. Snail-flavoured crisps. I don't know that I can eat them.
I'm speechless at that.
Can we go back to seduction?
Yeah.
Snails are also an aphrodisiac, as are oysters.
I do like them.
Mm. So is beetroot.
Is beetroot, really?
Mm. There's something in there. I was reading about this. You know, in preparation.
Doing a bit of research. I like that you've gone to some effort.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chef investigations. And horrifyingly so, yes, beetroot. Oh, I love beetroot.
I love beetroot as well.
Yeah. It's a blood purifier.
And it's all about health, isn't it? Because I read the history is a lot about health.
Aphrodisiacs about health.
That's what's aphrodisiac.
Like ginger, circulation, right? Watermelon.
Gets the blood going.
Water.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Come back to chocolate.
Watermelon and water. Yeah, that's good.
Red wine.
Antioxidants.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I've got the answers, baby.
You have.
I've done lots of aphrodisiac orgies.
Food to turn you off. Spiders
let's
salad.
Well, there's at the moment, salad.
Spider
salad. Lettuce.
I'm not eating that. That's right.
I know a number of people. That's why Jake couldn't read the news, and we had Ben in to read the news. Thank you, Ben, because Jake has food poisoning from some lettuce bought in the supermarket.
No way. He's one of them.
There's a number of them I know who are sick with and they've eaten lettuce. I think there's people drawing a very long bow occasionally, because if you have something in your burger at McDonald's, doesn't mean you've eaten that lettuce. So the salmonella probably has nothing. Your sickness has nothing to do with that lettuce, but maybe you've made yourself sick in other ways.
Yeah, maybe. But
maybe don't buy salads in packets.
Well, I'm with you. Maybe just buy it
from the market. Nice farmers' markets and things.
Or just go to the Pran Market, South Melbourne Market, Footscray Market. Bloody
there's heaps of them.
Choose a bloody market and go there. Stay out of those supermarkets.
Yeah, no good.
This show is clearly not sponsored by Coles or Woolworths.
Yay!
IGA, maybe the independent grocers.
I don't do supermarkets, but there's this whole thing about the supermarket as a pickup joint.
There is a way to pick up in the supermarket.
It's like the bananas or something.
And the way they sit in your trolley.
Exactly.
If they're pointed at a particular...
Oh, is there code?
There is code. So, you know the old hanky code of the 80s that's gone?
No.
You go over to Coles or Woolies at Pran, just near the gym and all of that, and you walk around there and it's like Wet on Wellington without having to go into a private room. And Wet on Wellington for those playing at home.
Way too bright.
SOP,
too.
And apparently if you have your banana sitting a particular way, and someone's going to help with this, someone is going to send me a text message on 0427JOY949 or an email at onair@joy.org.au and tell me about this, because you can, in fact, put your bananas a particular way in the shopping trolley that means that you are looking for maybe some
bananas. I hope I'm not
giving the wrong signals out accidentally. With
well, I think,
my
I think
next question was
a packet of Tim Tams and some finger limes. That might be like...
I'm always buying toilet paper. What does that mean?
I think that we, that Grindr may have killed some of those older ideas of how we used to pick up when, you know, now with these online apps where you can swipe left, swipe right. And
imagine if you could do that with food, though, as a way of flirtation on a phone. You send what you like as a image of the food.
I think you're starting something here.
Yeah.
I'd be into that. I'll admit to the world that, yes, I don't know the phone thing. I hear about it from my young staff. Lucky them. But, I think, what about a nice picture of a filet mignon?
Somebody a picture of a meringue or some salted caramel.
Yeah,
instead
of like a like button, there could be like a moist button. Just double tap for moist. I really like that. I'm going to double tap that.
Double tap for voice. Oh. Remarkable idea.
We're on somebody sent someone's listening to tribe. I'm going to do this app.
This is my tripe button.
Tripe I don't think is going to work. There are foods that are turn-offs, though.
I'd say most offals probably do turn people off, unfortunately.
A nice little crumb sweetbread would be all right.
Again, that sounds lovely. It sounds almost a little sexy little thing. It's all crumbed and sweet and bite-sized.
Crispy and...
But so many people... I know if I put that on a Valentine's Day menu, it wouldn't get chosen.
Really?
No, I know that's...
What do they choose on Valentine's Day?
Oysters. Always want to be on there. Chocolate, strawberry, anything with berries. I do find, as much as I like to overfeed, I do pare it back and make sure it's, fish... Lots of seafood.
I think a little tartare tan or something would be nice as well.
Oh, yeah.
Salted caramel.
Of course.
Salted caramel on anything.
It changed the world. Yep.
Yeah.
I like to start my Valentine's Day with a good slurp of Bailey's on my Cocoa Pops. I think that's a very good way to start.
Any day.
Well, advocate.
No, not avocado.
Hard boys advocate.
I know.
That's something I need to use more of.
Avocado, and you can, buy some parfait amour and maybe some blue curacao. Take us all the way back to the 1980s. It is 20 minutes to 2 here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. We shall come back and seduce you a little further with more in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Manny Feldel, and you are with Pete Dillon on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
We were talking about reality TV shows, thought I would throw that in. Does Manu make you want to seduce him or not, Nikki?
Perhaps not.
But Pearls, are you your Manu man?
I'd give him a go.
I'm not even going to bother, Darren. We'll move right along.
He's lucky. Yeah.
I don't need to ask you the question. Yes,
he's funny.
So we've talked about the ways to seduce and what to seduce with, and we've talked about cuisines, and we've sort of kind of got to foods that turn you off. What you were going somewhere with foods that turn you off?
Oh yeah, I mean there's plenty of foods that. You just want to turn your nose up, you know. I don't know if it's the actual ingredient, but overcooked food is like disgusting. Like Brussels sprouts,
boiled cauliflower,
and liver, and boiled cauliflower. Yeah. So there's plenty that can turn you on and turn you off, I think.
So I know that Pearls, you've done this on your own, but I think collectively we should construct maybe a 5 or 6 degustation menu now for the next little while. Okay. And work out the perfect... So there's people listening. They're going to be sitting there with a pen, waiting with bated breath to write this down.
Can I do a cocktail then?
You can do a cocktail because we also...
So you guys are like
you're the professionals. So
I'll do the cocktail. Yes. You guys do the food.
So we want to get people... Well, why don't you give us a drink match with each of our courses that we come up with?
Oh, wow.
Because we want to get people a little bit liquored up as well. Of course, with the responsible service of alcohol.
Yes, of course.
So why don't you give us a cocktail and we might match a little dish.
Okay. Mm. I'm going to take a cocktail from Madame Brussels because, that's where I'm the madam.
All the best cocktails are.
So I think a fun one to start off the night would be the Glory Hole. What do you think? Go straight for it.
Yeah. Just start with that one.
Subtlety has always been her fine point.
So some gin, a little bit of white wine, some vermouth, an elderflower. And then you could finish off with lemonade and mint. How refreshing.
Aww. What are we serving with that? A little ceviche of something?
Oh, good. A nice scallop and prawn ceviche with that one.
I think so.
Yep.
Darren, are you up and down with that?
Yeah, I put maybe some coconut sago.
Oh.
And some passion fruit curd, and passion fruit seeds just lightly drizzled on top.
Good.
Oh, okay, dish number
one. Either
way you said it.
I don't know when we're going to find time.
The windows are going to steamy.
Okay. Go on, hold on to the collar. Right.
Listening now.
What's our next drink?
I think after that, let's go for, I think I'll go back to Tassinger again, a little half bottle because you don't want to overdo it. A little bit goes a long way because we don't want to be falling asleep, as you said, able to perform.
I was going
to
say we don't want the brewer's droop either if we've had too much to drink. Is there a ladies' version of brewer's droop?
Yeah, you just pass out.
I was going to say sleeping.
Coma, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got champagne. Nick, you can lead this one.
Look, I mean, it does beg to say the oysters.
Before we had a seafood course.
You can have two seafood courses.
What if we fried the oysters?
I was going to say Oyster Rockefeller.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, it's a baked oyster, and you make a nice little. It is a good thing.
That was shiver.
That was a nice shiver. I was like, stop it, Nikki. No, these are delicious. They actually started out in the States, but we do it at Union Dining as well. So they're lovely little fresh. We use a Tasmanian Pacific oyster.
Yeah,
they've got to be opened fresh. Yep. Then you make this nice little topping. It's like a little bechamel. So it's that gorgeous creamy sauce, but it's got a little bacon in there. Back to the pancetta.
Oh my god.
Hello. And Perno, and so it's boozy as well. Horseradish gets the heat up, all that kind of thing, and then bake heat hot really quickly. Eat them so you almost burn, but then the nice cold champagne. It's gorgeous.
All right,
I'd be up
course
with that.
Oh my god! I think I've just dribbled.
I'll get you a napkin.
You know, they do baked oyster at D'Estasio.
Yes, I love those too.
They're like my favourite. I don't even have to order. I just sort of sit down. They put a plate of them in front of me.
Yeah. Six of your finest, half bottle of tap.
Yep.
All right, so I think we need to move on to our first meat course. Mm. Darren, you can...
The word meat is not exactly that sexy. But if we're talking sort of animal product, maybe like real fine slices of ham on... you know, that shiny stuff with a little bit of fat on it and some olive oil and some overripe tomatoes just brushed onto some crusty bread and feeding
some
partner.
Asparagus beers to wrap the...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into
the
that.
Around.
Maybe just the merest suggestion of garlic brushed onto some toast. And
excellent. What are we serving with all
sherry.
That?
Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Oloroso.
Delicious. Yummy.
Excellent.
I'm thinking
three
quail.
Courses in. Oh, that's our fourth course, quail. Mm. Nice. Are we spicing the quail?
Yeah,
gotta use your fingers to eat that.
Spicy?
Yeah, let's go a little spicy there. Nice little, almost a Chinese Szechuan sort of spice on that would
Szechuan
be lovely.
Pepper.
Yep, yep. Licking, finger licking.
What are we serving that on? There you go. You can give us our accompaniment.
What on?
A bed of.
I was going to say like a bed of salad, but then we just, you know, staying away from the salad. Like a frisée salad, just washed, lightly, a light vinaigrette of walnut
some
oil,
radish?
And lemon juice, and maybe some melted fromage de chèvre.
Oh,
a little bit of radish. Yeah, I'd reckon a bit of radish. Yep. It's going to clean
all
that. And a radish for Pete because he likes the pickles.
You can have a choice here. You can have a lovely, delicious, refreshing lager.
Yeah, the boys like the beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or a Pinot Noir. A really beautiful Pinot Noir or a Gamay.
Gamay would be good. I'd actually lean towards whites, though. I'd go with something aromatic.
Like a Uber Riesling.
No, I'd go with maybe a Grunewaldina that's got a bit of celery and pepper in it that would give that a nice little match.
Yeah. You are very sophisticated, though, Pete.
Yeah, you can see me doing that celery and pepper with my finger. Yeah. Very sophisticated. So we're four courses in. No, that's five.
We had dessert in the second course.
No, I lost it.
I thought that was main.
No, we're going. I think we need a bigger main. I think we need a big lump of venison with some grated dark chocolate.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, the cocoa aspect.
Bringing in that.
Delicious. Cherries as well there.
Cherries.
Roast cherries there.
God. They're sexy.
Again, very essential to eat.
And, Pearls, what are we matching that venison with?
Shiraz.
Where's our Shiraz from?
Isn't there a cocktail with a cherry on top? Don't they do that?
Yeah. Do you want a cocktail, darling?
Yeah, why not?
All right, Pearl.
Let's mix out a degustation.
10 minutes we can be at Brussels in five.
No. What about a bourbon-based cocktail?
I think it's a very good idea. I think you've chosen it exceptionally well.
Like one of my faves.
We have one at Madame Brussels called the Kentucky Iced Tea, which is an iced tea but made with bourbon. And what else? Peach snaps.
That's anything with snaps in it, I'm happy with.
Peaches,
totally. Yeah. Yes.
I love snaps.
Oh, me too.
Whoop.
Even just shots of snaps. Oh, wow.
Yeah, just like cold snaps.
That's a little tight.
Instead of a sorbet, we're having a snaps.
Yeah, just a snaps.
You asked me about the Shiraz.
Yeah, is there.
So many
regions in Australia for Shiraz these days. But
I don't think you can go past Central Victoria.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Good. Pro-Victoria, I like it.
Grampians, Pyrenees, Heathcote. All beautiful Shiraz.
Delicious.
And that lovely black pepper finish that you want in Shiraz. We are moving to the favourite course. Now, I'm going to test his knowledge here because I have two desserts here. I have a B&P Lamington, or I have a mint, nut-free choc mint. Now, the choc mint has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different layers and textures of ingredients. Darren, what you're going to talk me through this dessert, and you're going to remember what's in them.
Yeah, mint jelly. Yep. There's chocolate curls. There's a peppermint marshmallow.
Yep, tick.
There's some chocolate sponge squares in there. There's a white chocolate and mint wafer. There's
crunchy.
Crunchy wafer. There's a dark chocolate cream. There's a white chocolate and mint cream. There's another mint jelly on top. A white chocolate and mint mousse sprayed green flicked with dark chocolate. And a white chocolate and mint square on top.
God, stripe
me. You haven't had that one. That's why I brought it in.
I haven't had this one. And you know, one of my favourite things in the whole world is mint.
Right.
I love this.
You're a bit minty, yeah.
And the B&P Lamington, which also is sitting in front of me, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ingredients.
That was an Australian Day special that we can't take off now. It's just too popular.
Right.
So there's raspberry jam in the bottom. Then there's a B&P Lamington, an actual Lamington, rolled in chocolate and coconut, and that's stuffed in there. And there's raspberry compote. There's a chocolate cream. There's a coconut crumb. There's raspberry jelly, coconut jelly. There's dark chocolate mousse sprayed in chocolate, flicked with white and red. And there's some freeze-dried raspberries in there and a chocolate garnish at the back.
You're set.
He has so got those correct that, every ingredient.
I was there. I do work in the, in the kitchen.
I'm well aware of that, but I was just testing.
That's so serious.
Yeah, he hasn't had those ones. So.
Oh, my God.
We like to treat.
And he clearly needs them.
we was bringing something in.
They look delicious, and I shall.
Can you pass one over? I just need to have a closer look.
Yes. Do you want the mint one or the lemon?
So
we should describe these. I'm going to put them on Twitter.
It's like
in just a
layered dessert in a cup, plastic cup, kind of like a trifle. But you can do all what? Sorts.
This would also fit nicely in the purse with the half bottle attached.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Takeaway.
It's perfect. We can have that. You can eat that on the bus.
We've got dessert for two for Valentine's Day next week. So yes. I think a real... Oh, someone's got their hand up.
Yes.
I'm just like going off right now because those desserts are pretty cool. Espresso martini to finish off.
To express everything up.
And it makes me stay awake all night.
That's the
better than drugs.
That is the Melbourne hospitality romance there. Yeah.
She's got it in one, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good way to finish. A good way to finish indeed. And do we have a little sort of
I wish we could see what you're doing. Your fingers on there. That's awesome.
No, a little petit four to go with espresso.
Oh, that's different. Viagra.
Yeah, that's my department. Yeah. So a choc pop with salted caramel to follow the dessert for two. I think dessert has to be like a shared thing. It's not individual. So there's two spoons, and we've got a shared dessert in the shop next week.
You reckon you can get your tongue down into these? Let's have a little break. 5 minutes to go here before we're kicked out of the studio. You're on Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's been very saucy indeed.
G'day, I'm Pete Evans, and you are with Pete Dillon on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Oh, Pete, have some processed food, for Christ's sake. You look sick. You're on Cravings here on Joy 94.9. This is the time where we get to talk about things that are coming up. Pearl's, first of all, 10th birthday. Congratulations. Happy birthday to Madame Brussels.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be a reasonably quiet night. A couple of mineral waters, a bit of a wine spritzer.
I can't even tell you. It's all surrounded in secret at the moment. Sorry, I can't say anything. But it is in March. We also...
And it's by invitation only, I'm sure.
Very strictly.
Excellent. Strictly. Can I bring my plus one? Yes. He's my husband now.
You're allowed. You're allowed to bring your hubby. I like him. we're doing a Mad Hatter's Masan tea party for the Food and Wine Festival.
I'm quite looking forward to that. I love Masan. I'm a bit like Jenny Port. I love massage.
Yeah, it's good. It's delicious. That's going to be huge. It's mainly I've done all the styling for that, so it's going to be a very fun party.
That's with my friend Kathy Lane helping you out with.
Yeah, that. She's gorgeous. She's lovely. And also we're doing bar hop, rooftop hop.
Oh, fun.
With Bomba and...
Another one,
sorry.
Of course, melbournefoodandwinefestival.com.au. Next weekend, we are devoting the program to Melbourne Food and Wine. Matt Wilkinson will be here, Sean Donovan will be here, and Ralph Kite-Powell will be here. So it's going to be equally as naughty.
Oh, definitely.
What are you doing at Union Dining for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival?
I'm doing a buffet. I can't wait.
Well, I do love a good smorgasbord.
Oh, yes. Doing it with all breasts, wine, and... some of their lovely cider.
He's mad.
He's a lovely mad. So I'm getting all produce from their farm as much as I possibly can. And, yeah, old school buffet. I've been dying.
So you're working with my niece, Carly.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Carly Lapp. Yes. Yeah, she's a lovely lady too.
We had fun at the party at yours, me and Mr. Adam from Bress.
Another lady who knows how to put lipstick on. You girls, you've got it all like in spades.
Have I got any on?
Not from today.
Darren, are you doing anything through the festival or you're just busy doing everything all of the time?
Yeah, just generally busy. Not 10 years, but we're coming up to our 5th birthday in April.
Is it 5 years already? Too.
That's right, we're
busy. There you go.
Yeah.
So
it's 20 years between us, baby.
There is. So we're looking forward to that. And Valentine's Day is the next big one, so... love is in the air. I've just shot my new cookbook as well, so that'll be out later on this year. But we haven't got a name for it yet, so I can't plug that.
I'll help you choose a name. We'll do it outside and have a glass of wine. Thank you all three of you, Nikki Rima, Pearls from Madame Brussels, Nikki Rima Union Dining, and of course Darren from B&P Suite Studio. Thanks, Kath, for letting him out. Get well soon. I'll hand you over to the Escape Pod. I've been Pete Dillon. It's been a pleasure having your company. Good afternoon.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.